I have to watch two pages here.
Thanks so much, Darlene. I'm very happy to be on the call this evening. I'll keep my remarks brief. And my name's Annette Smith. I am a lifelong Southside resident. I live on Ridge Street, and I spent the last 4 years working in community and business development here on the Southside. So with my former colleague, Dottie Colon Lopez, who's on the call tonight, who is the Director of Community Action Development Corporation in Bethlehem, we've both assisted dozens of folks to start businesses here on the South Side, and we've worked with hundreds of residents on issues of affordable housing, quality housing in our community. And so one thing I wanted to point out is that we've tracked vacancy in the South Side commercial neighborhoods since the beginning of that organization. And while I was tracking those numbers over the last 5 years, we saw consistently that wherever there were new developments in South Bethlehem, there were persistent vacancies that lasted years, even decades, past the initial construction of these new developments. I think folks in here know exactly which buildings we're talking about. These are not issues of just not finding businesses at the moment that a building is built and open. They continue on and on and on. And so simultaneously, though, we see storefronts like 129 East 3rd Street, which is the old George's Light Lunch, which over the last 5 years was in such high demand that four businesses rolled through it, and it never went on the market between one tenant and the next. This is a historic facade, beautiful facade. It's a small eatery, and it's gone through, four different businesses over the past 5 years, clearly in a really high demand. So it's not that the demand for these places isn't there on these streets. The issue that we saw as we were working with small businesses to do their numbers was that the folks who live in our community and who are starting businesses to serve our community, the folks that live here on the South Side, the numbers just don't work for them in the new buildings. Historic buildings offer smaller, more affordable storefronts that are accessible to folks who are unable to obtain bank financing. The federal government's data has shown consistently that women and folks of color and immigrant entrepreneurs are much, much less likely to receive bank financing. The bulk of it goes to white men in this country. And so we have a really high percentage currently of women immigrant and business owners of color here in the South Side. And if we want to continue to support this type of economic development and businesses that really serve the local neighborhoods and the folks who live here, South Bethlehem is now 43% Latino, about 10% Black. If we want to serve the core of our community here, we need to offer affordable options. And as far as I've seen the new development, none of the developers have been able to offer that, whether they wanted to or not. Some tried to work with us, but they couldn't make their numbers work for the businesses that wanted to go into our neighborhood. So I just wanted to put that point out there. I agree with a lot of the other stuff that folks have been saying, but I think we need to think about what types of business owners are actually able to start businesses in our neighborhoods and ensure that those options are remaining viable, because historically, it's those business owners that have made the South Side the place that folks want to invest, that they want to come to, and part of the reason why so many people are interested in investing and coming to our neighborhoods now. And so I love what Esther Lee said about restoring that neighborhood of Broadhead. I would love to see that, and I think that's the direction that we need to head business-wise as far as the core of our downtown. So I'll leave it at that, but thank you.
Thank you, Anna.
Businesses bring people in.